when I first got to Florida, I thought I was going to play. At first, I had a little dream. I was going to play quarterback, and they had somebody named Tebow was there, so that kind of went out the window. And then I changed the receiver, and I was second string behind Percy. So I just couldn't get right. And then after that, Coach Meyer asked me if I felt like going to the defensive side of the ball. And I just wanted to play because I came in spring, so I had a lot of time to adjust. And he just moved me to corner, something I never did before. But I had Coach Heater. He just said, as long as you go hard, as long as you just run as fast as you can and do what you just tackle, toughness, you could be able to play for me. And that's what I did, and then they let me start as a freshman.
The thing I do before every season is pretty much go find the worst thing that said about me or whatever someone has something to say negative about me, and I post it up in my bathroom and look at every day when I brush my teeth. So, I mean, I've seen things that saying that I lack ball skills and things like that, and, I mean, my film, people can look at my film and see throughout my career that the ball skills is there. I had 14 picks in 3 years, 12 in 2 years. Last year I only had two just because teams were going away from me. Almost broke the NCAA return yard record. I was only 7 yards away from that. So I really just want to come here and just leave no doubt. That's pretty much my whole goal for coming to the combine. For everyone that has that little percentage of out in their mind that I'm not good enough to be number one or up there with the other guys, then I'm trying to clear that up right now.
I would say the people at Oxford and the Rhodes Scholarship, people connecting with that school. I would say American football is not a very revered sport there. I had a chance to go to the Patriots versus Bucks game at Wembley Stadium, and I saw every team represented there by a jersey, by a British fan, and they were cheering and clapping for punts. but it was fun. It was great to be there. Great stadium, great environment, great atmosphere. And I hope the NFL plays more games there. But as far as my cohort at Oxford, my classmates, my friends who are Rhodes Scholars, you know, they really didn't understand why I was waking up at 6 o'clock every morning to train. And I told them about a Senior Bowl and a combine, trying to explain to them the importance of it and why I had to go through, these particular events. And it still didn't make too much sense to them. So I just tried to switch the topic on some United Nations topic or, you know, world hunger or something like that.
Did you find yourself having to, you know, maybe teach the game to them a little bit?
I certainly did. I taught them a lot. A lot of my classmates, for instance, one guy is from Seoul, Korea. He's a doctor, a Korean-trained doctor, and he saw cameras, BBC was following me around, and didn't know what I was famous for. He said, you know, you're famous, why? And I told him American football, and then we just sat down for about an hour or so, and I just was drawing up plays for him, and he's a smart guy, so he picked it up a little bit, but he's like, yeah, I don't know how you guys like that sport. So it was different, but I had a good time, and I even got to test a little bit of my football knowledge by trying to teach it to other people, trying to break it down.
I play whatever. If I'm on the field, it doesn't really matter. You know, I want to win. I want to contribute. I like football regardless. But, I'm a safety, but I can play linebacker, especially on nickel. And sometimes, safety is linebacker, just playing in the box. But, I trust that the team will hopefully draft me based upon what they think I could do best. And, you know, I trust that and do what they want me to do. Yeah, a little bit, because, you know, Ronnie Lott went there, Troy went there, Dennis Smith went there, and, SC safety's got to bring it. I want to be a part of that. I wanted that responsibility, and that was important to me.
They helped prepare me a whole lot, especially ever since I was a freshman. When I was first there, we had Bubba and Percy. So those two dudes, it was just jumping over the corner and having to guard them every day. It was bad for us. We were getting beat down just like every practice. But it made me stronger. It made us a whole lot better. And then sophomore year last year had Percy, Cooper, Deontay. That just then they started getting a little bit more competitive. And then this year it was kind of my way a little bit.
Definitely prefer to get an interception. A lot of people can probably hoot and holler about the big hit, but if you make the big hit, you're still on the field. So that's another three snaps you're probably going to have to play. I'd rather just get the interception and get the offense on the field and get some points so they can have a chance to score.
I get to the ball fast, read plays quickly, and blow it up when I get there. I think I can get guys lined up in front of me in terms of the rest of the defense, almost being the quarterback of the defense, and trying to make plays around the field.
The thing he told me is that it was pretty much easier than college, which kind of shocked me. But he said the reason was because all their time is football. You know, you don't have classes to go to. You don't have to worry about study hall. So you have more time to be in the film room, go over different adjustments and things like that. And really, he just told me not to change anything. Just make sure I keep working hard, and I'll be ready for the NFL.
I think my pursuits academically have helped me in football. I think you learn discipline, you learn time management, you learn structure, you learn organization. And as a football player, there's obviously valuable assets and traits that you can use to be great, whether it be in film study or on the field. So I try to tell them that I want to transform all of the positive traits I've learned in the classroom by trying to get the pinnacle of academic achievement by the Rhodes Scholarship and become an even better football player by it.